Mighty is the power of the cross. Behold the Lamb of God, the perfect sacrifice. Mighty is the power of the cross.
Welcome to the Cross at Kerrville program. The Bible says in Amos 9:11 and Isaiah 2:2 that God's tabernacle will be rebuilt in the last days by the Gentiles. Today, a type of tabernacle is being built in the heart of the Texas Hill Country at the same latitude as Israel, approximately halfway between the Atlantic and Pacific Oceans on Interstate 10. This amazing outdoor tabernacle is not a church or a ministry. It is a free sculpture prayer garden. The Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden, where thousands of visitors from around the world are experiencing the presence and power of God 365 days a year at the foot of the empty cross. This massive 77-foot, 7-inch, Core 10 steel sculpture is the most symbolic cross in the world. The spiritual accounts you are about to hear are real and are evidence that the Scripture is true.
This is Roy Holly, your host for The Cross at Kerrville. Today we're going to share some amazing true stories about The Cross in Kerrville, Texas, where the presence and power of God is manifesting every day to thousands of people from around the world. But first, let me introduce one of our sponsors.
Many wonderful companies have donated their time and services to build the Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden in Kerrville, Texas. We want to thank and encourage you to support these Christian-owned businesses. Chensky Incorporated, Volkel and BEI Engineering, Guadalupe Electric, Gardens at the Ridge, Billy Long Enterprises, Watson Farms, Love Creek Orchards, Danny's Tiles, Newsom Sprinklers, Alamo Crane, Mike's Crane, Midtex Pumps, Tenon Drilling Company, STI, Ecotech, Deb Steel, Eagle Bronze, Jeweled Steel, and Max Griner Jr. Designs. Would you please support and join these fine Christian-owned companies by making your own gift today to the Sculpture Prayer Garden so construction can continue? This is good ground to sow good seed. Thank you for your prayerful consideration.
Max, you've got a lot of miracles that are happening in Kerrville right now.
Yes, Roy, one of the neat things about this garden is the presence of God, and it shows up 365 days a year. It's showed up to thousands of people. You know, God moves all over the whole world, moves in churches, moves with people, moves in revivals. That's just what he does, the Holy Spirit. But we've created a place on a mountain in the Texas Hill Country where we've invited the Holy Spirit to manifest his presence every day. And he does. You know, it's like, you know, you invite him and he comes. And so we have literally, you know, just thousands of miracles happening. And again, you know, the Catholics have some sites that are famous for miraculous things, those that, you know, trust in Jesus. And we're not a Catholic site. We're non-denominational. But about half of the folks that come see us are Roman Catholic. But the truth is Jesus is a miracle worker. He always has been. He always will be. That's what the Bible says. And so when you can come to Kerrville, we can promise you that he's there. And, you know, God, just pray the prayers on the cross, and miracles happen. And when they do happen, if you would tell us, because we like to encourage other people when they get their miracles.
So God's not 8 to 5, huh?
Not
up with you. You open at 7 in the morning to midnight 7 days a week, and it's not mechanical.
Right.
And it doesn't require anything to occur. You just go up there and be there and
worship the Lord. Yeah,
be there.
It connects you with God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And when you have that in that place, he's just decided to manifest his presence, and we're so grateful.
Max, every week we have something special, and we call it the Miracle of the Week. If you would talk about that.
Yeah, one of the miracles that is happening, since we're talking about the presence of God, is repeatedly he has manifested his presence in the form of what we believe is the Shekinah glory. The Jews call it the Shekinah glory, but it was the sparkling dust that apparently was on Moses when he came down the mountain with 10 commandments.
And you actually have that
and
occur
it happens
in, at
over
the cross.
And over and over to thousands of people. It happened yesterday at church when I was with Sherry. I mean, it happens at the garden, but it's happening all over the world to Christians right now. And I'm not sure what this means in God's big plan, but for some reason, he's revealing his presence. And this stuff looks like glitter.
And that's significance that he is revealing his presence.
Yes, and this day. I mean, I think we're in the last days. I think he's coming back on the white horse, and he's making it, doing more things to help people know he's real and to come to him. And so many people are sick and tired of dead Christianity and dead religion and
you're getting ready to have an awakening.
Yeah, and so what's happening is people are coming up there, and they're not expecting that, but they get in the presence of God on that mountain, and they suddenly their hands start sparkling, their fingertips, their palms, their clothes, their Bibles. And it's happened really literally thousands of times now. And we've had this substance tested at Texas A&M University because we wanted to know, what is this? We knew it was supernatural because it was coming while people were worshiping God.
And were they able to identify
it? Yeah, well, they said they identified it. They tested it. They did all the tests that any scientific lab could do, but they could not explain what it was. It was an unknown element, not occurring. That's what they sent us, the electron microscope test, and they just were really stunned that there was an element that existed that they didn't know what it was. And so that was unknown element is what they said
it was.
It was
out of this world.
It was out of this world, yeah. And so that's just one of the neat signs and wonders. And again, the Bible tells us not to worship signs, not to worship wonders, not to worship angels. But guess what? When you worship God, angels, signs, and wonders are part of that.
Part of that.
I mean, he's the most amazing being in the universe, and when you get close to him, these things can happen. And the Bible says, teaches even that signs and wonders will follow those who believe. And so if you're doing religion and church and you're not having any miracles, signs, and wonders, ask God why, because it's supposed to happen. But it's about coming close to God, and he'll reveal himself more if we want him to. But if we don't, he won't. And so up at the garden, people are experiencing this presence of God from all denominations, all backgrounds, all kind of people are doing that. And that's why we're excited that that's happening every day.
Well, Max, you and your wife, Sherry, both founded the Coming King Foundation. Why was that? Why did you do that?
You know, first of all, God put a love for himself in our hearts, in Sherry's heart, and my heart. And he made me an artist. He made me an architect. He eventually called me to be an evangelist. And then he gave us this vision back in December 9th, 2001, when we were called out of an audience. And Dr. Mish Chavda said that you're going to be involved in restoring the tabernacle and the last day's tabernacle, and the art that you've made is going to be used. And so God gave a vision, and he put it in our hearts, and we couldn't get it out, and we didn't want to get it out. And it was there, and we spent the last 17 years, Roy, trying to do this thing that God's asked us to do. And now the garden has been at the top, has been finished. The vision has been completed at the top. And we're in the process now of, you know, doing the extra things, the bonus round, you know,
which getting restrooms. Which you're still accepting things support
like
for it.
Oh, yeah. No, we still need restrooms. Everybody like real restrooms. And we're, you know, going to do an amphitheater. We hope to have a chapel and some things.
You've added some area for really nice areas for handicapped people, too.
Yep, yep. It's brand new handicapped parking lots. We've got a handicapped drop-off. Because what we found, Roy, is, you know, when God gave the vision, I was thinking it's just to get a couple of million people saved. And I said, because I was an evangelist and an artist, I said, man, this will work, God. People come see big cross, big, big art, you put the gospel on the ground in 77 Bible verses. But I didn't realize, Roy, how many wounded and hurting people were going to come. And it is a magnet. And anybody that's had a crisis, a tragedy, they're coming to that cross.
It is.
And for peace and for help and for healing. And so that's really kind of the two groups we got. Those are in, I guess there's three groups. One group's just coming to be entertained. Surprise, surprise, there's the Holy Spirit when they show up, and it becomes a lot more than entertainment. It's a profound
experience. Well, they come for entertainment, but then all of a sudden something happens to them.
Yeah, they have an experience with God.
And they have an experience. Well, listen, it's almost taken you 17 years when you had the original vision to build the garden. Why did it take so long?
You know, you'll have to ask God that question. I thought this deal would get done in 2 years. I even put a big billboard on the sign and said it's going to be done in 2008. You know, I had no idea when we said, yes, God, we'll do this, that, man, we stirred up a hornet's nest. I mean, all hell broke loose, Roy. And what project should have been done in 2 years has taken 17.
But it's because you had problems with the atheists.
Well, the atheists and the people that did not want this to happen in the demonic kingdom. I mean, Satan did not want a place on the planet where people just driving down the highway
could
pull
like a
off
giant
to the side
beacon.
And get saved and full of the Spirit. I mean, see, he didn't want that because, he's got churches that mainly open on Sundays, and he's got some TV shows and some radio shows, and there's these particular paths that the Satan's been having to deal with for years. This was a new method of evangelism, and it would reach the unchurched, and that's why we got
so much powerful. Hell
came against us. But by the grace of God, thanks to my wife, Sherry, we stayed with it and the board of the Coming King Foundation and all these years. But it has been a battle. And thankfully,
now,
God
you know, remember
wins
when I had the experience
them.
When I did my radio show up there? Remember that?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And we tested the lines out and we lost the line. And then when we did the show, one of the other shows, it knocked us off the air.
During
the
my
station,
testimony.
The station. Yeah. During your testimony.
Just during my testimony.
Had never been knocked on the air in probably 50 years, literally. And all of a sudden, when you came
and
on,
asked
it knocked
as soon
you
as you asked me to talk about Jesus, the power of the air shut us down. And when I finished, it came back up. You know,
I know, got my attention. That's when I believed what you said because of the previous experience I had when it took away our phone line.
Yeah,
but this was unbelievable.
Well, the enemy is the power of this world, is what the Bible says.
So
Jesus
survived all this, and still you're going strong.
Yep, older, but we're going strong.
And God has touched thousands through this garden, and more. Through media.
Right.
And that's one of the reasons we started this show is because we wanted to reach out to
these
people.
We literally have already, by the grace of God, he's touched hundreds of thousands of people that have literally come to the Kerrville Garden. Like now we're getting over 100,000 people a year that come to the garden. And but the TV shows, the radio shows, the internet and all that stuff, it's in the millions. And so this message that we've got, which is God is real, Jesus is God, he loves you, he died for you, and he'll help you in this life. That message we proclaim without a lot of religion attached to it and a lot of tradition, and that's what's reached a lot of people.
Well, Max, if you don't mind, share your own testimony before the Garden Vision. What was that like?
Well, some people think, Roy, that I'm from another planet. I'm an alien, but that's not true. I really was born.
Max, I never thought you were from another planet.
There's some preachers that have thought we were from another planet. But I was born to good parents and actually in Georgia. And my dad was in the Air Force, and I was born in Georgia. But they're raised here, and I was raised here in Texas and had great godly parents, Roy, and grandparents. And, well, not everybody has that, but I was blessed with godly parents. And at age 7 at a Baptist church in Beaumont, Texas, Calder Baptist, at that Bible school, Vacation Bible School, somebody made the gospel clear enough that I walked the aisle by myself and said, I want to be, want Jesus in my heart. And I invited him in as a tender little 7-year-old, and I've been his ever since then. And so I basically, when you're little, you kind of pray for little things. But as you get older, the things get bigger and more serious. And thankfully, I had parents that encouraged me. I remember I got my first Bible when I was 7. And so I never really went very far off the track. And
so you're fortunate.
Yeah. No, I am. And I thank God now as we minister and pray for people, we see the battles that they've had to go through with parents that were not there or that were abusive or whatever. The good news is if you didn't have good parents, God is the perfect father. And so come to him through Jesus, and he will be your father.
Real quickly, Max, what attracted to your wife, Sherry?
What attracted me to Sherry?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, she was gorgeous, Roy.
She still is.
She still is. But I mean, boy, I mean,
she's
I first
hear this
laid
show.
Eyes.
Did you hear
on,
what I said, Sherry?
Yeah. When I laid on eyes on her at age 16, oh my God. I thought, man, she's the most beautiful girl I ever saw. And ironically.
So you were smitten.
Yeah. And here's an interesting thing, Roy, that I was an artist. I also discovered my artistic gifts. And I did a little watercolor portrait, just the head of what I thought was the most beautiful girl in the world. And it was about the size of a baseball or something, watercolor sketch. And I did that at age 15. Well, at age 17, I see that girl. And
which
it's Sherry. Plus, all the rest of her look great, too, And so, I mean, she had me. And up until then, I was just doing my archery and bow hunting. And it was at that point that I said, man, God, let me date that girl, would you please? And thankfully, he gave me favor with her. And I don't know what could have attracted her to me, except maybe just God, did something in her heart.
Now, when y'all met, you were already saved, is that correct?
Yeah, yes, I was saved at the Baptist Church, and Sherry was saved at the Church of the Nazarene, and she had already given her heart to the Lord, and so thankfully we were already at that place.
So you're pretty fervent about your faith already.
Fervent, yeah, yeah.
Fervent.
Yeah, fervent. Yeah, we probably weren't real fervent in the sense of, because I had not read the whole Bible. I just had the mm-hmm. Sunday school lessons at the Baptist church. She'd had the Sunday school lessons over at the Church of the Nazarene. But we had a relationship with God, and on that we were able to start a foundation and a relationship together. And,
which helped you later on, because as you taken on the task of this cross, I think you'll agree that it was important that both of you had this strong foundation in faith, and without that, I don't think you could have made it.
No, that's right. And Sherry's been with me, especially during the hard part. So why don't we continue this story next week,
yeah,
Roy?
That's a good idea.
On the love story of Max and Sherry, and out of that came the cross and the sculpture prayer garden.
If people are listening now, they might want to know how to get more information on the cross. How do they do that?
Sure, sure. You can just go to the foundation's website, thecomingkingfoundation.org, thecomingkingfoundation.org. And if you want to know more about Max and Sherry and the love story, you can go over to our website, the art website, which is maxgreinerart.com, maxgreinerart.com, G-R-E-I-N-E-R. And you can see Sherry's website, sherrysanimals.net, and that's S-H-E-R-R-Y-S. animals.net, and you can see that love story and how God has taken two crazy people, put them together, and done something pretty neat.
Max and Sherry Greiner, thanks again for being with us. Have a good week. Here's Sherry Greiner with our Visitor's Comment this week.
Hi, thanks for being back with us again this week, and I want to read you some more comments that we have from our wonderful visitors who take the time to write their impression and their experiences at the cross. The first one is from Bess Love from Kerrville, Texas, and she says, "Your God-inspired project has been a highlight for my husband and I since we moved to Texas over a year ago from Colorado. It is a reminder that God's people should be the most talented and most creative. We are made in His image. I do thank you, my brother, for your faithful endurance. I am constantly reminded that when we are bold and step out, we must be prepared to be understood, misunderstood." And Loom J.M. from McKinney, Texas, wrote in to TripAdvisor, "Very moving. This prayer garden is absolutely beautiful. The statues were breathtaking. Love the fact that you could actually write on one of the rocks provided and leave a prayer. They are still expanding the prayer garden. Hope to go back eventually and see what additions have been made. This place is a must-see. You can't leave without feeling something." Jaylene wrote in and said, "I think the garden is very neat because you get to hear other people's prayers and they get to hear yours. And you know what they are going through, so you can pray for them. God has healed me from the pain of losing family and friends, but He helps me know there is a better place, and I will get to see them one day." From Uvalde, Texas, we have, "I was here September 2016 and asked for prayer for my mom, who was in a situation that could have resulted in federal prison time. God was with her in her trial, and she received 3 years probation. Thank you for answering our prayers. God is wonderful." And the next one says, "Max, the retreat was incredible because Jesus was central in your talk, encouraged and built up their faith for what God is doing. It was absolutely the highlight of the weekend for everyone. God has also blessed us with an amazing sunset at the cross right after our communion service ended. I can't begin to thank you enough for your encouragement and prayers and friendship. What a blessing you are in my life." This was from Craig Best, State Director for Freedom in Christ Ministries from Dallas, Texas. "When I got here, I felt like God was beside me. We came all the way from Dallas. I loved this place. It is pretty, and I'm going back. I loved it a lot. Esteban Domenzuin." My last one for this program is from Hondo, Texas, and it was sent in by the Valdez family. And they said, beautiful place, very peaceful. I enjoyed it. Thanks, and God bless you. And God bless you also, and thanks for tuning in. And that's all for this week.
Thanks, Sherry. We'll be back with more of The Cross at Kerrville right after this. Folks, this is Roy Holly again. When you come to Kerrville to visit the Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden, you need to visit the Wyo Ranch Hotel in the Inn of the Hills, who are Friends of the Cross. Now, if you're looking for a unique Texas Hill Country experience, these two historic hotels are the place to stay and eat. The Griners and I think they have the very best buffets in Texas. Also, if your group needs a really unique, memorable place to hold your convention, conference, family reunion, or wedding reception, you can't beat these two beautiful hotels. The Wyo Ranch Hotel is within sight of the Empty Cross, about a mile away. To check out these two great hotels, please visit their websites, wyoranchhotel.com, that's Y-O-R-A-N-C-H.com, or theinnofthehills.com, that's I-N-N-O-F-T-H-E-H-I-L-L-S.com. Also, if you will tell your waiter or the hotel clerk that you are a Friend of the Cross, they will give you a special discount. Really? Hi, folks. This is Roy Holly. God called my friends Max and Sherry Griner back in December of 2001 to build a beautiful sculpture prayer garden to bring glory and souls to Jesus Christ. Since then, the Griners have given their time, talent, and money to see this vision fulfilled in Kerrville, Texas. Their generous donations have been made possible by the grace of God and by people like you who have purchased Max's original artwork since 1978. Max's copyrighted artwork includes drawings, paintings, sculpture, jewelry, Christian swords, and a line of high-quality art gifts in all price ranges. Today, Griner art is collected in all 50 states in over 65 countries and can be found in many prestigious institutions and collections around the world. Max's art has been owned by well-known Christians such as Billy and Franklin Graham, James Dobson, Bill Bright, Charles Stanley, Pat Robertson, Joyce Meyer, Chuck Swindoll, John Hagee, Paul Crouch, Jesse Duplantis, Oral Roberts, Governor Mike Huckabee, President George W. Bush, and Pope John Paul II, among others. If you would like to own or give a piece of Max's Holy Spirit-inspired artwork, visit his website, www.maxgrinerart.com. That's www.maxgrinerart.com or call 1-800-637-9651, weekdays between 8 and 5 p.m. That number again, 1-800-637-9651. Please help the Griners finish building the Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden by purchasing a beautiful piece of Griner original artwork.
If you need a miracle in your life right now, God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. If He ever worked miracles, He still does. We can choose God's plan for our lives instead of Satan's. Pray right now with the Coming King Foundation founder, president, artist, evangelist, Max Griner, Jr.
God, I need your help and your miracles. I need you in my life. Make me a new creation. I surrender my life to you. Jesus, I believe you are God, the Son of God, who died for my sins 2,000 years ago on a cross. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. Baptize me with fire and power. Manifest your 9 gifts of the Holy Spirit in my life according to your will. I promise to live for you and give you all the glory for any miracles you work. Thank you, God, for saving and empowering me. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen.
If you just sincerely prayed that prayer with Max, you are now saved, born again, filled, and baptized with the Holy Spirit. Congratulations. Now get a modern translation Bible. Read the entire New Testament. Pray every day. Find a good spirit-filled Christian church and get water baptized. Also, would you please let us know about your decision for Christ?
Folks, this is Roy Holly again. If you are ever in the Kerrville area, just 1 hour northwest of San Antonio, well, stop by and see what God is doing at the Empty Cross. You can also take a virtual tour by visiting one of our four websites, such as thecrossatkerrville.org. This free garden is being built without debt through donations of Christians. Would you pray about making a gift to the Coming King Foundation so we can finish the 24.5-acre garden to bring glory and souls to Jesus Christ? All gifts are tax deductible. Thank you.